Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Everybody, welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today, firstly, the thawing of the IPO winter, and secondly, our preview of Meta's results today. So firstly, we're seeing an IPO thaw, but we think it's a mixed blessing. Initial public offerings are making a tentative comeback now after 2 years of depressed activity. The number of IPOs is up 10% this year in the US. Even though the IPO performance index is still struggling. But we do think this rebound of IPO activity is a mixed blessing. On the positive side, they do give new investment opportunities for investors. We've seen the recent IPOs of Reddit, Ibotta, and Emma Sports. We've seen the spin-offs from GE. We've got upcoming listings from everybody from Viking Cruises to Puig Luxury and CVC private equity. But on the less positive side, this also starts to undermine the stock supply deficit that we've seen that's been supporting markets, as the combination of M&A activity and stock buybacks has decreased the amount of stock available and helped support markets. The IPOs that we're seeing are also a little bit different to those that we've seen in history. They're more global. They're coming with smaller free floats. They're coming with more dual class structures, and they're coming with less profits. Our second topic is the preview of Meta's results later today. It's the next of the Magnificent Seven to report, which we've said before. These are going to be the big drivers of Q1 earnings season. The owner of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp has had a huge comeback. Its share price up 36% this year. It's up by a factor of over 4 from its 2022 low, and its market cap now well back over $1 trillion. Consensus is looking for a continuation of a further revenue pickup to a strong 26% level year over year, and with a near doubling of earnings. The focus, I think, is going to be on three things. One, just the continued cost cuts that are boosting profit margins. Secondly, the recovery in online ads, which is boosting that top line growth. And thirdly, and maybe most importantly, the specific AI growth drivers from their Llama 3 language model and image generator on. These strong results may also be a tailwind, or at least impact expectations for online ad peers like Alphabet that reports on Thursday, and smaller peers like Snap. Also, crucially, most of the recovery we've seen in Meta stock price has been profit driven, with the valuation still looking reasonable at 23 times forward PE. And that's actually below the long-term average of 28. So that's it. Please like, subscribe us, go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.